Once upon a time, in a very cold climate, there lived a penguin whose mother was very proud of him. Time after time, she would say to him, "My little boy is extraordinary. Yes, you are an extraordinary little bird."
"I'm a bird. An extraordinary bird,"
the little penguin would chime in and hop off to join his playmates. His friends could never figure him out. Truth to tell, they found his constant preening hard to take, even for a penguin. Now, as time went on and the penguin approached his age of penguinhood, he became more and more obsessed with the idea that he was an extraordinary bird and yearned to be acknowledged in some special way. One day, as he lay stretched out sunning himself on his favorite ice floe, he had a strong feeling that his time had come. He could hardly wait to get back to shore and announce his intentions.
"Today I shall do something absolutely extraordinary."
His mother, like all mothers, was proud of her offspring, but indeed more curious than anyone else to see what this extraordinary thing would be. As the entire community gathered, the penguin climbed to the top of a nearby iceberg. Some of the younger penguins nudged one another, jeering, "What's this clown going to do all dressed up in his fish suit?" With a confident smile and a slight acknowledgement to the crowd, the penguin spread his arms and dove in a wide, beautiful arc into the sunlight. But instead of soaring high into the air, the penguin found himself plummeting, and a moment later felt the loud slap of his own webbed feet hitting the water. His astonished face disappeared in the center of an ignominious splash. His mother rushed to the shore, arms outstretched as he emerged.
"What were you trying to do?" she cried.
"I was trying to fly," whimpered the sodden penguin.
"But penguins can't fly," said his mother, drying him off with her apron.
"But you said I was a bird, and birds fly."
"Oh," sighed his mother, shaking her head, "wherever do children get their odd notions?" Moral: when you talk about your favorite product, be specific. Vague advertising permits misconceptions about the true worth and benefit of a product. The Zakin advertising people believe that the best advertising is informative and direct, with an intriguing touch of originality. This is the kind of advertising the Zakin Company gives its clients, with a net result of sales to undisappointed consumers.